Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Marhaba, Ahlan wa Sahlan. Welcome once again to another episode and silsila called Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Subhanallah, this is a beautiful program and silsila in which we recite to you the couplets composed by none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. His famous compilation of Naat Sharif, Subhanallah, we translate them, we give the commentary regarding those couplets, and we increase the love of Aka Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam in our hearts. Alhamdulillah. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we have in studio with us our Honorable Sana Khan Mustafa Naat Khan, namely Ahmad Raza Attari, Qadri MashaAllah. And today he is going to recite for us a beautiful naat which is composed by Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So, Ji Ahmad Raza bhai, which naat of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu today are you going to recite for us?
Chamat tujh se paate sabab paane wale chamat tujh se paate
Subhanallah, mashallah, chamak tujh se paate hain, sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de, chamkane wale. This couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, is very well known and very well recited, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, in this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is explaining that all the light and blessings which we attain is through the wasila and sadaqah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, chamak tujh se paate hai sab paane wale. The literal translation of this will be, all those who attain blessings, all those who attain brightness, attain it from you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mera dil bhi chamka de, chamkaane wale. Also brighten my heart, O you who brightens. Allahu Akbar. Also brighten my heart, O you who brightens. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this couplet can be understood from the very famous verse in the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned,
Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O proclaimer of the unseen, Nabi, verily we have sent you present and seeing as a witness, subhanallah, and a proclaimer of glad tidings and a warner. And as an inviter towards Allah Azza wa Jal by His divine command. And as a sun which brightens. Subhanallah. As a sun which brightens. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Subhanallah. Whatever light, whatever blessings we possess, it is indeed through the sadaqah of Pyare Nabi صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. یو نو حضرت علامہ مولانا نقی علی خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, ہی از دا بلیسڈ اینڈ آنربل فادر آف سید اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. ہی ہیڈ مینشنڈ ویری ویری بیوٹیفلی, ہائے ہائے کیا فرماتے ہیں, ہی سیز جسٹ ایز اے لیمپ ٹیکس اوے ڈارکنس اینڈ برائٹنز اے ہاؤس. سبحان اللہ, the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam removed the darkness of kufr and shirk. It was the ahmad, it was the arrival of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam which removed the darkness of kufr and shirk. Allahu akbar, and the entire universe was brightened with the light of iman and irfan. Subhanallah, ya baat hai madine ki, what a beautiful example Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman has mentioned. Likewise, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are many ahadith pertaining to the blessings and the light and noor which is received from our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. At this juncture, inshallah azza wa jal, I want to narrate to you a beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported this in his tarikh, as well as Abu Nu'aym and Bahaqi have also reported this beautiful hadith which I'm going to narrate to you. Subhanallah, narrated from Hazrat Hamza Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this beautiful companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, we were on our journey with the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and we became separated from one another in the darkness of the night. Allahu Akbar, hum alag ho gaye, we got separated, we needed to go in one direction and Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had to go in another direction. And what happened? We were panicking, we were worried as to how would we reach our destination. He says, suddenly that hands which had touched the hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, our fingers became brightened. Allahu Akbar. And then, due to the glow and the brightness that illuminated from our fingers, we were able to load our transportation with our goods. And subhanallah, he says that we never lost a single item in this journey. And he says the situation was such that my finger continued glowing for as long as it was needed. Hi, hi, hi. Subhanallah, till we reached our destination, till we reached our maqam, the place where we had to reach, my finger was glowing like a lamp, like a tube. Subhanallah, and we never lost a single item. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala, in the light of Quran Pak and ahadith, is strengthening our aqeedah, he is strengthening our iman, and reminding us that we should remember that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is noor and he is light. And whatever light and noor that you would obtain, it would be obtained from the mercy of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. And I should mention this at this juncture, that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman is making a dua. Why is he making this dua? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, brighten my heart. Why is he supplicating the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for a bright and radiant heart? Because he knows very well the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that if the heart is in order, then everything is in order. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And if the heart is corrupted, then the entire body is corrupted. Sayyidi Ala Hadrat rahmatullahi ta'ala is asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to allow his and our hearts to be bright and glowing with the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. For this reason he says, chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale.
Chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now we move on to the next couplet, and another amazing couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He writes, he says, Madine ki khitte khuda tujhko rakhe, مدینے کے خطے، خدا تجھ کو رکھے غریب و فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے. اللہ اللہ اللہ، سبحان اللہ. In other words, this is a supplication composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He is making dua for the preservation of the era of Madinatul Munawwara, for the area of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. What he says? Madinah ke khitte, oh the region of Madinah, khuda tujhko rakhe. Oh the region of Madinah, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep you always غریب و فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے, the place which always shelters the poor and the mendicants. Allah, Allah, Allah. So as I explained to you, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, knowing the significance, the virtues of the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, which is the light of every Ashiqi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, for every lover who wishes to go to Madinatul Munawwara, he supplicates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve all those people who reside and live in Madinatul Munawwara. In other words, he is making dua for the preservation of the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. It can also mean that indeed Madina Sharif is a blessed city of salvation. Indeed, those who go to Madinatul Munawwara and give the hazri in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is a means of salvation, because our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Allahu Akbar. The one who had visited my grave, my intercession has become necessary upon him. Allahu Akbar. I will intercede for that person. Subhanallah. In this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is also presenting his love and his admiration for Madinatul Munawwara, reminding us to appreciate the excellence and the beauty of Madinatul Munawwara, the city of light. He knows that Madina Sharif is protected and will always be preserved, because by Allah Azza wa Jal's grace and our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam rules the universe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the ruler. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the owner, and he resides in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. So Madinatul Munawwara is protected, as well as he's making dua for the surrounding of Madinatul Munawwara, for all those who live there. Subhanallah. We should love, we should respect, we should honor, and always wish to go to Madinatul Munawwara. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loved Madinatul Munawwara. There are so many ahadith pertaining to the blessings and virtues of Madina Sharif. In one very famous hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, on the day of judgment, I will intercede for the people of Madinatul Munawwara. Then I will intercede for the people of Makkatul Mukarrama, followed by the people of Taif. Allahu Akbar. So those who are in Medina and those who live in Makkatul Mukarrama, Nabi Kareem Sarvari Kainat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will intercede for them. Subhanallah. How virtuous place this is. What a great place this is. What excellences regarding Madinatul Munawwara. So therefore, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made this dua. O region of Medina, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep you always as the place which always shelters the poor and the mendicants. Subhanallah. Medina ki khitte, khuda tujhko rakhe, gharib o faqeer o ke tehrane wale.
مدینے کے خطے خدا تجھ کو رکھے, مدینے کے خطے خدا تجھ کو رکھے, غریبوں فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے,
Subhanallah. Now we would like to read to you the next beautiful couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, of the very same kalam and naat, which is, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میری چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے. Allahu Akbar. This couplet is one of the most beautiful, glowing and well-read couplets of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. What does this couplet mean, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel? Chale, iska tarjama sunte hain. Let's listen to the translation of this couplet. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, Tu zinda hai wallah. By Allah, you are alive. By Allah, you are alive. O you who are hidden from my weak worldly vision. Allahu Akbar. Mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. O you who are hidden from my weak worldly vision. From my sight. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. Full of deep love and emotion and full faith. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had given us and taught to us our aqeedah, which is our belief. That our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is alive in his Mubarak Qabr. Subhanallah. There are many, many ahadith pertaining in regards to zinda hai wallah, to zinda hai wallah. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu takes oath by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice in this kalam, in the first stanza of this shir. He says, oath by Allah you are alive, by Allah you are alive. Let me narrate to you this wonderful hadith, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, recite Durood upon me in abundance on a Friday, since it is a respected day. On that day, the angels are present as witnesses. Whosoever sends Durood upon me on that day, his Durood is presented to me up to the time when they are completed sending Durood upon me. Allahu Akbar. Till you continue to send Durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your Durood is heard by the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, qala qultu wa ba'da al-maut. O Nabi, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I inquire, will you receive it? Will you still hear our Durood-e-Pak even after your passing away, after you make parda from this world? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then will you be able to hear and receive our Durood? Hi, hi. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Inna Allaha harrama ala al-ardi an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya, fa nabiyullahi hayyun yurzaq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, verily, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram upon the earth that it may consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. So the Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are alive and they are given sustenance. فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ يُرْزَقُ. They are given sustenance, they are provided with rosy and sustenance from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this hadith is mentioned and reported in Ibn Majah, Jami' al-Saghir and Mishkat Sharif. Likewise, there are so many other ahadith pertaining to this, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is alive in his Mubarak Qabr and he receives those darood and salutations which you send upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu swears an oath in this couplet because he does not have even the slightest doubt in the world that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not alive. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is teaching us and is reminding us that our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is alive in his blessed qabr. And whatever you ask for from the wasila and through the medium of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will receive that. Subhanallah. This is a faith refreshing couplet, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. The grand master of hadith, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dahlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in his book, there is no continuous death for the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. They are alive and existing. Death only comes to them for a single moment. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. It only comes to them for a single moment. Allahu Akbar. After that, their souls are returned to their bodies and the life that they had on earth is given back to them. Allahu Akbar. Like they lived in the world, their lives are just as that in the qabr as well. Subhanallah. What a faith refreshing couplet this is. They are ayat, they are hadith. That our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is alive in his Mubarak and blessed Qabr. For this reason, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, meri chashme alam se chup jane wale.
Tu zinda hai wallah, 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 mere chashme alam se chup jane wale, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, I'm most certain that you are enjoying this beautiful silsila, couplets from the gardens of salvation, subhanallah. And now we move on to the last couplet of this kalam. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has a very beautiful message for all of us. What he says, the Imam, the great leader says, Raza nafse dushman hai dam mein na aana. Raza nafse dushman hai dam mein na aana. Kahan tumne dekhe hai chand rane wale. Kahan tumne dekhe hai chand rane wale. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is passing a very important message. He is warning us about the attack of the nafs, of our carnal desires. What he says, Raza, inner self-desire is your enemy. So never be deceived by it. Dam mein na aana. Never ever be deceived by the inner desire. Kahan tumne dekhe hai chandrane wale? Where have you ever got to see such deceitful pretenders? Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a wali. And we all know that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a great imam and a great mujaddid. He is a reformer. Ashiqi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is still addressing himself. He is still telling himself, oh Raza. Yet he is an imam. He is a wali. He is a leader. He is such a great personality. Allahu Akbar. But he is reminding himself. He says, oh Raza, the inner desire is your enemy. So never be deceived by it. Subhanallah. Look at who is saying this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is reminding us of our desires. We should bear in mind this warning of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as even in this time, we find many who have become slaves of their desires. We follow our nafs. We follow our desires in this day and time. People follow their addictions and ignore the restrictions. Things that we are addicted to. We love the temptation. We get taken away by the lust of this world. We don't follow Shari'at. Rather, we follow our tabi'at. We follow what our nafs, our desires tells us to do. Whereas the pious predecessors, the pious awliya and saliheen, they used to follow the Shari'ah. They used to follow the hukum and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandments of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This nafs, this desire, this carnal desire from the inside, which always tricks us and teaches us to do the wrong things. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is warning all the lovers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this couplet. O you who follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O you who claim to be a true believer and a true Muslim, never ever fall for the tricks of your desires, for it is this desires which will take you to the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. So beautifully he had taught us and reminded us to abstain from following our carnal desires, and rather we should follow the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the deceit of our nafs and from the deceit of the deviance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua and supplication of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the noor and with the glow and shine of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Raza nafs se dushman hai, dam mein na aana, kahan tumne dekhe hai chand rane wale.
Raza nafs se dushman hai, dam
Subhanallah, subhanallah, dear viewers and listeners of the channel. Today we have covered this beautiful naat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Not all the ash'ar and couplets, but rather just a selected few, which indeed I am most certain that you have enjoyed. And I am sure, subhanallah, your iman and your faith and your love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is now refreshed, subhanallah. So continue to follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And do not forget to once again pass this message to others as well. Continue watching Madani channel. Catch us in the coming episodes in this beautiful silsila called Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation.